Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Diving right back into it on a Thursday. Nate Taylor in about 5 minutes will join us here. ESPN's own Nate Taylor here on Fesco and Dusty as we get to rehash what was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Some news yesterday that was announced. First start of his career, Shedeur Sanders. By the way, Vegas, on certain betting places, can give you specifically
odds on Shedeur. Yeah, I got an email about that yesterday. Included, will Andy Reid retire odds? Will Travis Kelce retire odds? And then these Shedeur Sanders odds. I'm like, oh, here we go. Chiefs are 5-5, so everybody's retiring now. We've got odds out on that. And then Shedeur Sanders is in play.
Mm-hmm. Against the Vegas Raiders, which throw all the winter horse analogies out there with the two-finger, like, he was going to be a Raider, that he wasn't a Raider. Then his first career starts against the Raiders. Yeah. And they don't like Geno Smith, and the Browns don't like Shedeur Sanders.
Was he going to be a Raider, though, or was that just somebody making stuff up to try to get him drafted?
Well, I believe that was one of the teams that Deion said would be okay if Shedeur went to, because he needed dad's approval, even though the draft
How's it going
care.
For Deion right now in Colorado?
He said they got the right man. He said, I'm here to change it. You got the right man. That's what he said yesterday.
Yeah. You know who the right man is? Myself. Yeah. This guy walked in 2 years ago and was a total jerk to everyone, right? The media, the players.
Deion.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Total jerk to everyone, right? Getting rid of all these players. You're no good for Colorado. Ripping the media. You're not on our side and all this kind of stuff. And now you need all these people on your side. You're like, hey, we got the right man. Just give me a chance. Why should anybody in Colorado give Deion Sanders a chance after he came in and was a total jerk to everybody at that university, kids included?
I see it a different way. I don't know if he was a jerk, because I think the video you're alluding to is he's like, hey, you better hit the transfer portal, because he had kids coming from Jackson State. He was telling them that they could get an advantage to go. I'm just playing the other side. Mm-hmm. That they have an advantage now. Like, hey, like, if you don't think you're going to play here or you don't want to play here, I would hit the portal. Because that's what you can do, and you go make yourself somewhere else. And he did that, and then all his people from Jackson State came to Colorado with him, including his son and Travis Hunter. And I think he was just kind of giving them like a little bit of a heads up, like, hey, here's the deal. Like, I'm bringing my guys in. This is what college football is. But that doesn't mean you're out. That means you have an out to go somewhere else.
See, I don't think it was like that at all. The way that I remember it being is like he came in and told all these guys they were no good, and they, you know, you're a 2-8 football team. You're no good. I'm coming in. You need to get your ass out of here. I mean, I think 60 Minutes and whatnot even did like a story interviewing those guys that were kind of kicked out, if you will, of Colorado once Deion came in. They said it was brutal the way that he came in. And then I remember him battling with the media all the time too. I mean, don't fight with people who have a microphone or buy the ink by the barrel. I mean, you're never going to win that battle in sports. And it was cool for a little bit. You had some fun out there. And look, I sound like a hypocrite in all this, because Deion got me back into watching college football again. And for that, I'm forever grateful. But you can't come in like a bull in a china shop out there and tell everybody they suck and they've been doing everything wrong and you better be with us and they're banning media members and all this kind of stuff when you're like 8-4 and now you're 3-7 and people are talking about firing you and moving on. You're like, hey, I just need another chance. I am the right guy for this job. Please give me that opportunity. Why should anybody give Deion Sanders an opportunity when he came into Colorado? He didn't give anybody else an opportunity. And now he wants the opportunity? Yeah, kiss my ass, Deion.
I think you give both sides opportunity. You have an opportunity to transfer. You have an opportunity to fight for your right to be a player on this team and outbeat somebody maybe from Jackson State. So, I mean, never know.
Fighting for your right, baby.
Yeah. By the way, you know how this show always is, seems to be full circle. Somebody from the 816 says, I had to return something to Hy-Vee's customer service the other day, and there was a grocery order sitting there that said, Jay Binkley, and you better believe it, it was beer and a Jack's pizza. Yes.
I don't even know if I can go out the rest of the day.
There's juice all over the place.
Did it need to say Jay Binkley's name on that order? I mean,
well, I mean, if you go, if you like order like Chipotle to go, your name might
I know, yeah. But like who else is getting beer and a Jack's? But like, we know that's for Jay.
Jay.
You leave you leave cookies out for Santa. You don't say for Santa. Like, he just knows. Binkley Ivy knows they got beer and a frozen pizza. It's Jay.
That's great.
Oh my God.
I really hope that story's true.
I do. Please, can we call Jay? Can you get Jay on the line?
No, we got Nate Taylor on the line.
I'd rather talk to Jay about the pizza.
One thing that the Indianapolis...
Was it a Supreme?
No, you know it's a Meats.
You think it's a Meat Lovers? No chance there's vegetables on that pizza, right?
No, it's definitely like the Meat Trio Jacks.
Is it the rising crust?
Jax doesn't have rising crust. Oh. They're just that thin cracker that's a delicious za.
Is Jax like the $1.99?
You better believe
it. Yeah.
It's like the 3-for-9.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jax pizza, it gets the job done even though it doesn't wow you. It's kind of like Daniel Jones. One thing that the Colts are going to do, and we'll ask Nate Taylor about this as soon as he's on the show, that's what they're going to do. They're going to run play action. They run play action more than any other team in the league is what Daniel Jones has been successful with because he's got that anchor back there named Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
According to NFL Pro, and this comes from Daniel Harms, the Chiefs have allowed a league high 81.2% completion percentage against play action this season, as well as the second most yards per attempt at 11. The Colts are going to run play action, and that's how they're going to use Daniel Jones. And we'll talk to Nate Taylor about that question.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby laugh.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Chiefs are 5-5. It's week 12, and it's time to get going with Mr. Nate Taylor. Right? I think I set you up pretty well there, Nate. We're going to see a lot of play action, aren't we, against this Colts team?
Yeah, no doubt. And you can honestly say that it's even more terrifying when you pair a pretty good combination of running back and tight end, right? You have Jonathan Taylor, so you know where your keys are. You know you got to fill those running game, you know, that running, those running lanes, I should say. And then you got Tyler Warren over the top. So, a lot of times the Chiefs linebackers, and I think statistically why this is happening is the linebackers are, as we all know, more effective going forward than, you know, dropping into zone coverage. Mm-hmm. The issue, though, is it puts a lot of space for the secondary, especially the safeties, to try to figure out where the tight end's going and where you can sort of counterattack these things. That's why, you know, before the bye week, we saw the Bills really sort of lean heavily into that, right? Where it's like, hey, we have James Cook. We know our quarterback is, you know, obviously more mobile than Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones can run around here and there. And oh, by the way, like the Bills had two tight ends, Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid, that they could use and sort of manipulate on those early, you know, those early runs, those early first down plays where it's like, hey, we're just trying to show you. We're just trying to get 4 yards. We're just trying to get four. Oh, there goes the ball for, you know, a chunk gain. So this is the issue, right? The Chiefs have to get a lead, I think, fairly quickly against the Colts so that the Colts can't just dictate to the Chiefs defense in a way that we know has been an issue this season.
All right, let's talk about the word predictability. It was used by Derek Johnson. It was used by Chris Jones. It was used by some cat in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. I was watching the game at a Justin Reed fundraiser. He was kind of calling out things that the Chiefs were going to do from an offensive standpoint, defensive standpoint. How do they become less predictable?
Get your behind under Creed Humphrey. That's the easiest way to do it. And there was something that I realized, and I don't know if Justin Reed said this, even though I have, you know, a ton of love and respect for him. The Chiefs have actually gotten to a place, I believe, where there are too many options for the coaching staff, right? There's so much that, you know, schematically they can do that it's actually not being helpful for them. It's actually being harmful. Mm-hmm. And my suggestion is that they should get back to two tight ends, two receivers, one running back, whether that's Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco, who's on track to play on Sunday. And that way you can't be as predictable in terms of like, well, we know they're going to try to get to like three tight ends so that they can like make the appearance that they're running the football. They're not really running the football, right? Or, hey, let's spread everybody out and like, we'll do an RPO. It's not really an RPO. We know they want to pass the ball. Right. That's why no one sort of respects the idea of, hey, the run game looks anything similar to the passing game. And again, everybody's got a computer. Everybody can like punch the numbers and see that like, oh, you guys passed the ball at a unreasonable rate, even though you have an effective running back, at least these last 2 weeks with Kareem Hunt, where it's like, hey, Kareem Hunt can get you 4 or 5 yards. That can keep you on schedule, but they just choose not to do it because, I mean, there's so many cool things. We could have, you know, Rashee Rice in the backfield. We could have, you know, Robert Tonyan out there running routes, but it's like, how beneficial is that? Mm-hmm. They have done a lot of things where it's like, hey, we can, you know, on that third and one play, and I know people are like, just hand the ball to Kareem. And you're right, ladies and gentlemen. But, I mean, of course we got to motion Rashee Rice into the backfield. And, of course, we've got to do, like, some, you know, spinny play action that, like, the Broncos do not respect at all. And, like, oh, but look, there's, like, look, there's some Xavier Worthy. He's right in the flat. Just give him the ball. And you're just like, well, no, they have good pass rushers. Those things kind of take time to develop, whereas if you get under center, and again, if everyone has a computer, you can plug in the numbers. When they get under center, that is when they're most effective running the football, and then you can build off play action. Then you can do rollouts. Then you can do naked bootleg if that's your prerogative. And you can put that third linebacker on the field, and we know this. We have a decade of evidence. You get in two tight ends, Kelsey can beat that either third safety or that third linebacker. What the Bills and the Broncos showed you is we don't want to put a third linebacker out there. We actually want to put as many DBs out on the field as possible because we know you're going to put, you know, four – sometimes, you know, Kareem Hunt split out wide. And again, like, we don't respect anything that you're doing. So therefore, it becomes very easy for us to, you know, put as many bodies out there to coverage in letting our four-man pass rush get there because Mahomes is going to have to hold the ball more than he's sort of used to over the early part of the season. I know that's a lot to digest, fellas. But again, get in under center, use two tight ends, use two receivers, one running back, all of a sudden now you can sort of mix and match your looks when it comes to running and passing the football.
Why does Andy Reid refuse to do that, though, Nate?
Because it's not fun.
I know, and that's you're 100% right. That's the answer. And my follow-up is, I don't care. I'm not here to have fun anymore. I'm here to win games.
Yeah, it'd be nice, right? You know, this is also an understanding that, like, you should probably use your number one receiver as a number one receiver for the duration of the game, right? It's unfortunate that Rashee Rice had his worst half of the season in the first half. You still got to use him. And because you're trying to do maybe things that are more exotic or more complex or harder than it has to be, you know what we watched in the second half of that game? And I know the coaching staff probably knows this, But Mahomes didn't feel super comfortable, and so he defaulted to, you know where I'm throwing the ball? 87 every time. I'm not getting anybody else involved. No one had two or more targets in the second half. It was just, hey, if we got to do these RPOs, if I got to be in shotgun, if we got to come from behind, I want to rely heavily on Travis Kelce, which is insane because we know they have a much more talented offensive roster this year than last year. So you gotta swallow some pride. You gotta let some of that ego go. And again, when the coaching staff had restrictions last year, I felt they did a masterful job of understanding who the team was, what it would take to win, and hey, we are actually going to shift our offense to our players because we don't have that many players. So we might as well do the things that they're doing their best at, and we should lean on that because we have such a good quarterback. It's one of the strangest things, guys, because they have four talented receivers. They have just decided that, like, hey man, nothing else matters. So we can just air this thing out. We can do RPOs. We can do all these like creative things. And they did scheme it up in the first drive, right? To where you got a wide open Xavier Worthy. You got a wide open Travis Kelce or, you know, Tyquan Thornton beating the DB deep down the field. Well, if your quarterback can't make those throws, okay, it happens. He's human. You got to get back to doing something else. So it's been hard for the coaching staff to adjust, I feel like, because they have more options than they're used to having over the last 2 to 3 years.
Talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN. Nate, I asked you this question when they played Buffalo. I was scared to death of Dalton Kincaid. This game, I am scared to death of Tyler Warren. Nate?
Godspeed. Godspeed.
I know, I mean, man. Like, I know.
Like, look, like, this is also an issue too, right?
Yeah.
Steve Spagnuolo is not immune to making some questionable decisions.
He's predictable too.
I thought that this season really came down to, man, okay, if you want to use Chimari Connor as more of a traditional safety, good. That's his natural position. Play him there. He does not need to be the nickel, okay? You got Trent McDuffie. You got Noah Williams. You got Jalen Watson. Where in the world is Jaden Hicks? That was supposed to be your person, kind of like Justin Reed a couple years ago where you said, hey, if they have a tight end, this is our matchup. We feel most comfortable with saying, hey, you know what? I love you, Leo Chenal, or I love you, Drew Tranquil, but like we got to get this young kid on the field because he's athletic enough to do it. Now, I know somebody's probably saying this, so I'm going to say it as well. In the first couple of weeks of the season, you could tell Jaden Hicks was struggling, particularly in man-to-man coverage against tight ends. Maybe the game was spinning. Okay, guys, it's week 12. Like, let's acknowledge that, like, Jaden Hicks should probably be on the field more than he is, and that he's the most athletic DB capable of maybe making things difficult for a tight end as good as Tyler Warren. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, blitz. I don't care what the numbers say. You're Steve Spagnuolo. Mm-hmm. We know that the four-man pass rush is wildly underperforming, you know, even though Chris Jones had a good game on Sunday, even though George Karlaftis had moments Sunday against the Broncos, third and 15 kind of, you know, reaffirmed that, like, yeah, man, you think that, like, me not blitzing is me being unpredictable. Well, you didn't get pressure. So let's ratchet it up. I don't care what the stats say. The only way Daniel Jones doesn't get the ball to Tyler Warren is if he's under pressure quickly. So you know what that means? Use the crowd. Use Chris Jones as a starting block because you know how the pass protection is going to go for the other team. And go after the quarterback. There's no excuses now for the Chiefs not to play Jaden Hicks. And there's no excuses for the Chiefs to say, hey, yes, we don't give up a ton of explosive plays. But when it's time to get off the field, man, just tell the quarterback, you better find a solution in 2 seconds because we're coming.
No doubt.
We're blitzing 6 to 7 people sometimes because early in the year, and I think this is odd too, early in the year, Steve Spagnuolo actually did a great job of saying, you know what? I don't care that that's Jalen Hurts, who's a veteran quarterback. I don't care that that's Lamar Jackson, who's an MVP you know, capable player, zero pressure. Find the solution. Mm-hmm. We are blitzing you to the highest degree because it's a lot easier for us to put us on the aggressor instead of, again, playing pass coverage and knowing that, like, I don't have, like, the greatest secondary behind me. So he used a lot of cover zero blitz early in the year to his success. He has not done that over the last 2 weeks because he's given, in some ways, too much respect to Bo Nix and mm-hmm. Josh Allen. It's wild.
Do you think that Andy Reid changes this week and adjusts and listens and makes this team do the things that it can be successful at doing, which is A, running the football, and B, not being so predictable? Do you think we will see a change from the head coach, or do you think we're going to see the same old RPO type stuff that isn't interesting, unique, or you know, working anymore?
I asked Andy Reid this yesterday, and anyone who has time, go look this up. I said, Coach, how much can you really change the scheme during the course of the regular season? Because historically, his teams have always gotten better from September to November.
Right.
Can you change? And I specifically said, look, man, it looks like you guys are pretty good under center. He said, no. His answer was, Nate, stop.
Yeah, but that's a bad answer, Nate. That's a bad answer, and that's concerning. It's a concerning answer too.
Correct. And then he put his, and he did this multiple times yesterday, so it's just not my question. But then he said, Nate, he put his index finger and his thumb, and we're like, we're this close, Nate. We just got to clean up some of the little things. And I guess, but that doesn't give me confidence that, like, we're going to see a radical change.
Yeah, the little things.
Sunday.
But the little things are coaching, man. Like, the penalties, that's a direct reflection of coaching. Well, because, yes, as Ben Maller said this morning, he says, you're either coaching it out or you're allowing it to happen.
Correct. Yep. There's no way around it. And, you know, you have the decision to say, okay, if he's making too many penalties, I got to go elsewhere. I got to make an example out of someone to say, look, there is jeopardy if you can't be consistent or if you make the same mistakes twice, three times, four times. So, yeah, all that's in his control. He has a quarterback that we all know is beyond the galaxy. But Patrick Mahomes is also human. So when he feels like he might have to do more than is usually asked of him, or he's not totally in rhythm or completely comfortable, well, that's where you get a horrific interception in the red zone when you had a chance to take the lead and to start to put pressure back on the Denver Broncos. So all these things are connected. Yes, every little thing matters here, but I'm not super-duper confident that all of a sudden – they're going to strip down some of their offensive possibilities. And so I just want people to understand that, like, hey, when Rashee Rice, which the Chiefs have told us is their best receiver, is in the backfield, just know this is their offense. And if they choose to go down this path, man, their quarterback, he's going to have to do the Lord's work. And he can do it, but there's other ways to succeed. Whether Andy Reid chooses that or not will essentially dictate how the rest of this seven-game season goes.
Nate, I want to give a gift to the text line because I have the same kind of question because you mentioned Jaden Hicks. Where's Noel Williams?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had a whole bye week. And, yeah, we know we've been playing for 10 weeks now. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we couldn't get him off our salary cap because no one wanted to trade for him because everybody knows that, like, if we're not going to play him, there's clearly something wrong. So you know what we should do? We should play Christian Fulton. And you know what? We should put him on an island, even though he hasn't covered anybody for 2 months. Yeah, we should do that instead of, like, stagnating the development of, like, a young player that we know empirically is good. Just, again, wild decisions. Like, I don't understand it where, you know, it's like, okay, well, he's a veteran and, like, you know, we did give him this money that we can't take away, but Steve Spagnuolo, you've actively chosen not to play this man for 2 months. Like, now you want to play him? Yeah. The question to that question on the text line, and I want somebody to really think about this. Does Steve Spagnuolo know who his best 11 players are? Because I don't think he does. I think he's still searching. and tinkering and experimenting. And I look at the calendar and it's time to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time to play Jaden Hayes. It's time to play Noah Williams. You know, you got Watson and McDuffie as your corners. You know, you got Brian Cook and, you know, Tremari Connor as your traditional safeties. Cut the crap. You know, hell, play Leo Chenal at the edge if you have to. Like, I, you know, obviously he's your spy man, but there are times where we've seen this the last two games. I mean, it's contributed to their two losses. Does Steve Spagnuolo know who his best 11 are? Because he's still searching for it, it seems like. In nickel, he's still searching for it in dime. And it's like, hey, man, it's almost Thanksgiving. Like, let's get some continuity. Let's get the unit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Gelling in a certain way. Instead of just plugging guys in and out of the lineup to where the moment Bo Nix saw Christian Fulton on the field, he said, ooh, yes, that guy.
Right.
Let's test him out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nate, we appreciate the time. We're talking to Nate Taylor here today on ESPN's Nate Taylor here on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. You enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday with your family, my man.
Yes, you too as well. And, man, can you imagine if things don't go well in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day in a lot of our family's households?
Oh, buddy.
Oh, God.
Be going to bed early that night.
Godspeed, boys. Get some wins.
You as well. Sir.
Take care, Nate.
Take care, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.